The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
I know in the spooky month of October, you're probably just having a scary time. So we're going to be nice this week. Just nice stuff. No scariness. All the reviews that we have from around the internet to make comedy from, because that's what we do on the podcast, they're all nice ones this week. No scary ones. I could be blowing up Matt's whole spot right now. He could have brought nothing but horrifying.
Oh, yeah. This is a box of snakes I'm putting away.
You know, people say that you shouldn't do visual humor on the podcast, but I really think being consumed alive by a box of snakes, like live on air, would be pretty funny.
It's a novelty, if nothing else.
Right, just sort of the shock value. You couldn't get that anywhere else. If you want to hear a guy getting consumed alive on snakes, you'd have to come to ReviewParty.com.
You just ladies, gentlemen, step right up, step right up. I introduce you to the one and only box of snakes.
It's just some garter snakes. Very unassuming. So yeah, this is a review party. We look at reviews from the internet. Places like Amazon, Target.com.
Big Target fans.
Big Target.com on the regular rotation here. Yelp, TripAdvisor. I got one right here. I'm going to start with this one.
I want you to start with it.
I'm going to start with this one. I am making it so. I'm willing it to be so by saying, from Amazon, the Guard's End 12 Tines Gardening Leaf Rake, lightweight steel handle, detachable, ideal camp rake, comes with dustpan type garden bag.
Okay.
It's a rake with a bag. Jomi titles their review, So Much for Little. They write, this rake is not as wide as many others, but that's perfect for me. I'm not a big person, so I don't have the muscles to yank a huge amount of debris in one scoop. It's sturdy and strong, and I have no trouble raking the leaves and the twigs, and sometimes even small rocks. In addition, I have to say that the leaf bag, they say leaf bag, but you know, it should be leaf bag. The leaf bag that comes with it is really cool. It is so strong, I can easily swoosh the stuff right in that I collect into the bag, then dump it all in the garbage bag, and then, surprise, the gloves are great. I thought they'd be equivalent to be a pair of garden gloves, but they're so much better than that. As I said, I am not a big person, 5'6", 121 pounds, and yet the size large gloves that comes automatically with this fit nicely. Great surprise. This rake, bag, glove trio set is a fantastic find. 5 stars.
Okay. 5'6", 121 pounds.
Okay. It's pretty normal, pretty average size.
Pretty average American female.
Pretty average human being. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, you're a human being with a body. You're average.
You're unless average.
Unless you're Chris Pine, and then you're optimal.
He wears some fancy clothes. He gets out there.
He knows just at the right angle to put his chin when he's getting a picture taken of him.
Chris.
I can never get that chin angle down. It's always too high, too low, too much to the side.
There's a lot of room for error.
A lot of room for error. Unlike with this leaf bag. You can just swoosh. Swoosh. Swoosh and swash. All of a sudden, all these leaves are in there. No problem.
The bag is ready for the challenge.
The bag's ready for the challenge. But yeah, I guess back to the size thing. The idea that there's any amount of, like, raking debris, as they put it, that I wouldn't be able to lift with a a rake is scary.
Yes. What are you raking up if like dinosaur bones?
Yeah. Because how many leaves would you need? You couldn't fit enough leaves on that rake for me, you know, to have enough leaves for me to not be able to hit it. A dinosaur bone, now that's something I might not be able to lift.
You need a bigger rake, obviously.
Need a bigger rake, probably some like specialized equipment, I'd imagine. Gloves,
at least.
The gloves. She didn't say what was good about the gloves other than they fit nice and that they were more than a simple pair of gardening gloves.
Yeah, I'm imagining, I don't know what I was thinking, simple pair of garden, like just the fabric with tiny little grip nodules.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think those have been played out. Those are your grandma's gardening gloves. Gardening gloves these days, you got like that silicone coated, super, super strong glove that you pick up that spiky plant, you can't even feel it.
Right.
That's what I'm picturing.
Now that you mention that, I know those must be those are good gloves.
Yeah. So I'd be stoked if I got those, they fit. It's like, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, they got the good gloves. That's kind of, I mean, some people were complaining about the price, but this is a huge bag, a rake, and some gloves for $20 here.
That's a good day. Hey, it's good stuff.
That's good stuff. You know, you couldn't pay me to lift some leaves for that amount.
Yeah, that's kind of the going rate for raking leaves, $20.
Oh, yeah. Especially, oof, big yard. You're going to have to, we're getting up into 30 territory.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to lift all those leaves, boss.
Those leaves, there may be assorted twigs and pebbles among them. You're not thinking about me and my back, my future.
Level with me, boss. Are there going to be rocks in there? I need to know what I'm dealing with. Twigs?
How well kept is your lawn, sir? And don't lie to me.
I'll know if you're lying.
I got a little detector here that I can swipe any pile of leaves and see its contents. Oh, that is a 0.4% pebble content ratio. I think that's, I'm gonna have good. To start going into premium prices here, boss.
Otherwise, I'm gonna have to pass. I may seem like your standard neighborhood 11-year-old, but I'm pretty savvy.
I might seem like a big, strong guy, but I'm 5'6", 121 pounds. I can't be lifting pebble-dense piles of leaves.
I'm not going to be duped anymore. My brother,
I know what I'm worth.
I've seen his back twisted and warped. One pebble too many.
It's always the one pebble that puts him over the edge. You wouldn't think it's like that. And that's what's fucked up about it. So I'm going to need $30 for this rake job here is what I'm trying to say here. Do you got a review?
Yeah, we were talking about prices. The name of that product was Zen, right?
Yeah, Guard Zen.
Cool. That's super cool.
Yeah, extra cool.
I've got a Google review. I actually got two Google reviews of the Sky Lagoon Thermal Baths in Reykjavik. We all know where that is, right?
That's got to be in Finland, right?
That's in Iceland.
They got the same kind of.
It's one of them lands.
What there? Yeah, I got the land right. There was a zinc and a ski in there. I narrowed it down.
This is a thermal bath, like they got up in those places, and this is a Google review written by Comfortably Numb. Comfortably Numb writes, I am a simple man. I buy simple standard tickets. I don't care for the extras and I am not tempted by superfluous marketing. I have enjoyed saunas in all four corners of the world and partaken in various rituals of indigenous cultures. I therefore sincerely apologize for not being able to fathom the idea that a basic ticket at this establishment would not include a sauna. The difference between expectation and reality is stark. The reality is you are wet and cold and freezing. I assume weather, it's spelled with an H, weather. In freezing weather, being denied access to a warm sauna. I appreciate the poetic element of it. One star. Now, there's a response from the owner.
Okay.
They basically say that... Well, make sure to do better in communicating that the Pure Light package, aka the one that he bought, doesn't include mm-hmm. the 7-step ritual, including the sauna.
So he got he bought the cheapest package there is.
Yeah, and they say the Pure Light package was created after requests from our regular visitors, those who have less time or have tried the ritual before, to just do a few things.
Sure. This isn't even on this. This feature was asked for.
Yeah,
they were like, "Oh, okay. You don't got time for a sauna today. You want to come in and do this and this and see this, you regular customer. You well, we're not going to charge you for that sauna time. There ain't no way, bro. Didn't look at a menu when he ordered when he got this ticket. Right? You know what I mean?
Menu of services. I don't care if you've been to all four corners of the earth, whatever that means."
I got no sympathy for this bossing over here. You know, good. I'm
good.
If there's packages, if there's different tiers to tickets, I'm gonna take 10 seconds to read those bullet points and to see what I'm looking
at. Every single one, yeah. Does someone rub my back?
There's not gonna be like 30. There's gonna be like 3,
and maybe a couple's one.
Mm-hmm. And if I got some time of expectation for the event, you know, I hate to have my expectations not met. And I remedy that by reading information that's given to me.
Being
by
informed.
The place that I am going.
All right, I got another one. This one's interesting. This is from Victo Carr. They write, "The floor is very dangerous. During our stay last week, a man fell and a woman almost bled to death. The emergency ambulance came. Let's hope it's okay. They should use some chemical product or something to avoid these falls that are seen to be common. Everyone with phones recording all the time, even in the showers, which is depressing since this is not allowed anywhere. In general, a very bad experience, and even more so compared to the abusive price they have set. 7-step ritual. 2 are just be in the main lagoon. Let's call this place a tourist trap. 1 star. I know we've got some things to say, but there's a response from the owner.
Sure.
Hi there, Victo. We are sincerely sorry to hear about your experience. The safety of our guests is top priority. We have anti-slip material on all surface areas, as well as signage where the floor might be slippery. This unfortunate accident was caused by fainting. And thankfully, our team members are trained to respond. We have stayed in contact with the guests, and we can assure you that they are okay." There's more to this response, but I just want to time out. And is it a good thing that they're letting you know the details of a medical accident?
Yeah, I'm, you know, HIPAA is pretty tight. Yeah, anything medical, anything doctor-related happens to anybody at a workplace, you're not allowed to talk about that or ask about that. Or anything like that. Maybe because no names are mentioned. Because it's sort of was an anonymous. This person hurt could have been bleeding. Could have been anyone.
Yeah. Faces, mannequin. I don't know. If this were my place. But if, they fainted. That's not on me. They didn't slip. I got
Listen, boss. We fainted. We called them and asked they're okay. We gave them a fruit basket at the hospital.
They're alive still. They didn't bleed to death. We're all good. Okay.
I think it's crazy sort of speaking to that, like, there are floors here. If you fall, you could hurt yourself on that floor.
Yeah,
therefore,
the same
I do not like it.
Any dang swimming pool you ever go to, there can be people filming you and you could slip and crack your skull.
You could do that at Walmart. This Walmart had floors there. Did you know you can fall on the floor and hurt yourself?
Put some chemicals down to prevent this.
There was a ceiling at this Walmart. If I jumped high enough, I could hit my head on that.
Alternatively, it could fall upon me in a disaster.
I was nothing but nervous just imagining the, the ceiling falling upon me the whole time. In my haze, I couldn't even see the load-bearing walls. It's like they didn't exist. What? Because, yeah, what does she want? Stick them on all the surfaces on the floor?
Yeah, you want that, like, that goo that people line their truck beds with.
Oh.
That Tough Enough shield. No thanks.
Instead of making the floor stickier, they should make the floor comfier. Bouncier.
There's sponges everywhere. That won't be gross at all.
Yeah, and then if someone's bleeding, it'll just slurp it up.
Yeah, nothing happened. Who knows where that goes?
To the other place. To the dirt dimension. One time I went to a spa with hot springs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the hot spring, and I went in the lobby for a break from the hot spring, so I didn't get sick with my friend. And then he went back in the hot spring, and I just took a nap in the hot spring lobby for like an hour. It's honestly worth the price of admission. One of the best naps I ever took in my life.
In most spas, you're allowed to do that sort of thing, right?
Yeah. It was like a type of, the lobby was more like a, it was kind of like a hotel lounge type situation. Mm-hmm. Almost like restaurant-esque, but yeah, you got your own little space. It was totally chill. Totally chill. And if someone had slipped and cracked their head open, even right in front of me, while that was happening, that wouldn't have taken a star off the experience at all.
Yeah, that sucks for them, but hey, I'm set.
I went in the hot water, and then I had some soup, and then I took a long nap. That's one of the best days of my life of all time. Some dumbass cracking their head open would not ruin it for me in any way. Let me ruin this episode with this review.
No,
I think it's fine. I can't speak to the quality of the review, but I think whatever the flavor is, it'll be great for this episode. From Amazon, for Old Yeller by Fred Gibson. Okay. It's the Harper Classic, people. It's got the Newbery medal on that bitch. This is that good-ass dog book. D. West titles their review. Understanding the lives, trials, and tribulations of people living on ranches, farms in the 1800s. They write, "My mom took me to the movie, probably in 1957. I love dogs, and I loved the movie until, of course, the end. Then I cried. I think I had tears in the car on the way home. How do you shoot your friend a dog? But I did understand rabies. I didn't understand there was a book, and that most movies come from books. This author is amazing. The writing is excellent. So I cried when I was a little girl, and again after reading the book. Now that I'm an old lady, I cried again. 5 stars.
Oh, God. That's the story of life. To cry as a child and still be capable of being so moved as an adult, an old oh, wow. lady.
Wow. That isn't really that deep, huh?
I mean, no. Some people just get emotional, even if you know it's coming. Some people cry from the Folgers commercial. I can't.
Sometimes knowing it's coming makes it kind of worse, doesn't it?
That's true.
You think you're bracing yourself emotionally, but actually you're just warming yourself up to cry.
Yeah, you're just sort of, it's like a Jenga. You're slowly removing pieces of the Jenga tower and stacking them on top. You know, it's only making it more unstable.
Right. Exactly. You think you're making the stable brick wall, but you take a step back and actually it looks built to fall, not to stand. And you say, oh, no. But I don't think Old Yeller would do that to me. I'd be like, damn, that boy got rabies. Shit.
Dang.
Dang. That's my reaction to Old Yeller. Dang.
Yeah, you're a country bumpkin in the 1800s or whatever. There's going to be another roaming dog that just ends up on the barn.
Yeah, what they don't show is like the 12 dogs the kid shot last week that were just strays getting on the farm. Paul, I got another one. He was getting in. He was getting in the chicken cages.
That's a good son. Yeah.
Plus, Yeller was old anyway. It's in the name. Yeah. This dog's going to be around
forever. Yeah, it would be a whole different story if this was young Yeller.
If this was pup Yeller, I tell you, I would cry. Little puppy Yeller.
I would cry as a boy, and I would cry again as a man.
I would cry as an old man.
That pup Yeller, he was just a pup when he got the rabies. And the rabies, I understand.
I get that.
That's what I like about this review. It's very, there's like two categories going on. I understand and I do not understand.
Oh my. And yet I cry.
And I cry. That's like the, it's really a Venn diagram. I understand, I don't understand, and then things that make me cry in the middle.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you, we obviously have nothing but cold, dreadful, twisted feelings about Old Yeller. Do you have any movies that you watched as a kid that you felt more emotional impact watching as an adult?
I don't know, Sleepless in Seattle.
I remember watching Lion King pretty recently, and I was like sort of beside myself about it.
I'd probably get there. Yeah.
Yeah, Lion King, and then I had the first Toy Story. It's been a Toy Story, the original Toy Story, man. They got it right the first time. Toy Story 2 is whatever. Toy Story 3 is good, but they could have won and done that. That's what watching Toy Story 1, the Pizza Planet fight, that was raw for me. They're scrapping under that Pizza Planet truck. Dude, I was right in there. I couldn't watch my friends do that to each other again, you know?
That's heavy.
It's heavy stuff. But he's just a stuffing a cowboy and that big mean Buzz with his plastic pushing him around.
I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time I watched Fox and the Hound. That was one I knew even as a child. I was like, no, this is somehow tormenting me, and I don't know how to process these feelings. I'm never watching this movie again.
Yeah, that one, because that one, as a kid, it gets you going from the second act, right? When they're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
When they're like grown up or teenagers, whatever you want to call it, and there's the Romeo and Juliet divide between them.
Ugh.
And all that complex emotion. That's a lot. That's a lot for a little child.
So much.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd recommend. Maybe from a therapeutic standpoint, maybe I do recommend it. Maybe you'll get rid of some stuff.
I was thinking maybe I ought to watch it and see how it is.
See what kind of deep-seated things roll to the surface. Ugh. You won't even know what's happening. All of a sudden, you're like, look at that dog's ears. They're so floppy. You don't know what happens next. We got it. This is my podcast, and I need to take it to break, Dad.
Okay.
Give me the gun.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of this episode. Episode 173. And guess what? It's October of 2023. It's all coming together. It's all coming together.
This is crazy.
Nostradamus is like, I'm getting I'm getting excited over here.
Get some weird feelings in my plums, boys.
This is the segment time. What are we doing? We're doing a Precious Max. What's a Precious Max? That's where I have a whole bunch of reviews of one thing, and it's precious. Maxing out. Today, last week's episode, we learned from the 5-star review trivia game that one of the highest rated sites in the world, maybe the highest, is none other than Machu Picchu.
And yeah, we were surprised. We thought that surprised. Like the pettiness of like dumb tourists leaving ill-informed reviews would bring it down. But yeah, allegedly it's very highly rated.
Well, with our previously held thoughts in mind, do you have a guess as to what I did?
You found some one-star reviews for Machu Picchu.
Some one-star Google reviews of Machu Picchu. So without further ado, let's get into these. This is a Google review of Machu Picchu from Craig Whelan. Craig writes, boring place in a country that didn't qualify for the World Cup. Wouldn't recommend.
That is so mean.
There were a couple that were like that.
Oh, boy.
Like, I guess if you care about the World Cup that much, yeah, you're just going to, like,
I mean, go. I could... I could see myself leaving, like, a petty review for, like, a bar by the Cubs stadium like that, okay. I guess. If sure. Yeah, I don't know. That's my benefit of the doubt package for that yeah. one, which it's not very big. It's not a big, very...
That's a parcel of benefit of the doubt.
A manila folder at best.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess because Peru is maybe commonly in it, people are like, yeah, let's dunk on these suckers in their most popular tourist site.
Maybe, yeah, perhaps a soccer team or a soccer fan punch up, so to speak.
Here is a review from Jade2Legit. Jade writes, kind of old for my taste. very, very well tongue planted in cheek. Very well winking at the audience. Like Neil Reina here. Neil writes, I no like no Machu Picchu. 1 star. Which is plain and simple.
You can't argue with it, unfortunately. I mean, she doesn't like it.
Oh, it.
That is justified as far as we can tell.
I feel like we could probably argue with Nick Johnson. Nick probably should have read To Kill a Mockingbird because Nick writes, too many Peruvians, 1 star.
Oh my God. See, I would write, if I went to Wrigley Field, I probably would write like, too many people from Illinois here.
That would be okay.
It's rough, and that would be okay, right. Because people from Illinois are mad, you know.
We're fibs, I know it.
Yeah, there's no... it would be a little different if there's an acronym for people from Peru. If there is one, I don't want to know it.
I don't want to know it, no.
I don't want to be privy to that.
I've got a bit of a longer one here. I got one more after this, but I'll go with this longer one because I like the other one probably a bit better. It's just, it's choice. It's wonderful. But here's a good, sizable review from Murray W. Murray writes, just don't. This is not a recommended travel destination for 2019. I understand many people just want to spend 2 weeks of their boring enough life in a place they think would be cool and take a bunch of the same photos their neighbor's Instagram or wannabe friend's dog also have. If that's you, you will fit right in with 500 other moms and pops with their Canon point-and-shoots. You'll be fighting for a spot on the Plata with 500 other selfie duck faces, Lululemon yoga pants, and brim hats they just bought from the market at Aguas Calientes, which also sell fluffy alpaca faces. Cool. Wake up. To the locals, you are nothing more than the 5,000 other money trees. to the Peruvian Tourism Board, you just happily hand over another $150 out of your already over-budget Peruvian holiday. All these because maybe you watch some stupid Instagram influencer or YouTuber hyping about everything they see. Do your own research. Don't come to Machu Picchu because you saw a photo on your friend's feed or Google tells you it's a must-go location. It's not. 1 star.
I'm no old things enjoyer. You know, I don't enjoy so, antiquities. Ancient things any more or less than the next guy. But I'm looking at some Google images of Machu Picchu.
Gorgeous. Eh?
It looks pretty gorgeous, you know. All that touristy stuff aside, I feel like if the destination is gorgeous, I can look past that very easily.
Mm-hmm.
I can parse in my head very quickly why the experience is worth it for some breathtaking scenery. I'm seeing all types. I've never seen more God rays per Google image in a search in my life.
I mean, I did see a lot of reviews that are like, there are other ruins that are less popular that are just sure. as good, stuff like that. Like, just sure. 'cause this is the name that everyone recognizes. There are other places to go, but it's fun to say. Still, yeah,
I went to Machu Picchu. Was you sneeze over there?
Yeah, there's people paying thousands just to make that joke when they get home. And I can't hold it against them.
No, I can't. But, okay, this one's short, sweet, simple, but also, like, this is peak. This is highbrow. This is S-tier, 1-star review by Kale Bratton. Kale writes, L civilization, 1-star.
Unfortunately, I cannot argue with that one either.
It's true. Yeah, you can.
Like, they were both a dead hand. You know, the reason they took that L was not just or in any way, but they took it.
Yeah, they're not around to argue it, and I'm not going to argue either. They are an L civilization.
And I wish they weren't, you know. Seems sick.
They'd probably be good for a hang, yeah.
They had cool, you know, basketball type games around their temple. Remember that from social studies.
Hey, you guys want to pop by, play some hoop on the wall ball?
Hoop on the wall ball seems sick. And I remember thinking they were like gladiator games too, you know? The NBA would be a lot more exciting if the other team got to pick a player to sacrifice to a god when they won. Yeah. So it is what it is, I suppose.
Yeah. You heard it here, folks. Machu Picchu totally sucks.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. And as soon as I did Google it and see that it was like a 4.8 average for however 100,000 reviews it has, like, well, duh, the people who are actually going to Machu Picchu are people who are going to think they're jonesing for that sort of thing. And they're
I hope so. You know, travel well informed. That's the, when you're a tourist, do it.
Gynecologist review section. Like, the people who are reviewing this, they know what they're reviewing. They know what they're getting into.
And those are the reviews you should take. You know, you shouldn't need someone reviewing a Machu Picchu to tell you it's the type of place you want to go. You should know that for yourself. Have a little confidence. Have a little self-awareness, huh?
Mm-hmm.
L civilization.
So good.
But I imagine 4.8 is, stack that up against similar, like, tourist type historical site locations, that's definitely peak. That's amazing.
Yeah, super impressive.
I don't know who I'm complimenting when I say that, but the Machu Picchu Tourism Board.
Government, yeah.
Great job, guys. Thanks for the Machu Picchus. That was a good one. I've got this one. I've held it for a few weeks.
Oh boy.
No reason I've been skipping it, but it's finally wiggled its way in from Amazon. Restless Spirit, Hellhound's Harem, Book 1 by Brianna Michaels. Well, since this is some supernatural smut, we'll play the cover game, but this cover isn't as exciting to describe as some of the other ones, but I think maybe that is what makes it worth in and of itself.
Okay, let's see here. Okay. Let's get the full. Let me open in browser so I can get the full view of this. So we have a sort of like alt girlfriend here.
Yeah, this is like a meme of a goth GF some zoomer would want or something.
It's like Eva Green, except she's 19, and she's got a choker on, which you know is good. She's got like crucifix earrings, which you know is super hot. her shoulders are so exposed and her arms are so dainty. You would feel like a big, powerful man anytime you grabbed her. But watch out. Maybe she's a hellhound.
That raccoon black eyeliner all around the eye. That looks like when I create a character in an RPG, that's the makeup that I give them. But it's sort of from more like a war paint perspective. This is cute goth GF perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Stark black brick wall behind her.
Mm-hmm. And a cute little black dress with a, I don't know, Hot Topic shit on it. But don't take it from us. Take it from Maddie. She writes awesome read. I devoured the first three books in 2 days. The characters and world were so creatively well built. I was quickly sucked into the mystery of Everly's death. Lucifer is a teddy bear with muscles, and his hellhounds are every girl's dark dream. The banter in this book was cheeky, dark, and delish. The spice was varied, sexy, and left you thrusting for more. Mm-hmm. Suspenseful and not predictable. That left you thrusting for more.
Okay.
Not predictable. A definite must read. On to book 4 and never looking back. I know the book hangover is going to suck, but I'm a glutton for punishment, and Brianna Michaels can punish away with her fantastic writing. Book has minor grammar and sentence structure issues. The story is so great that I didn't care one bit. I hope they get edited, because I'd gladly buy the hardbacks, as these are books I'd enthusiastically read again and again. 5 stars.
Okay. Thrusting. Not thirsting. Yeah. It was legitimately thrusting.
You ever just like want something so bad you just get up and start just humping?
Well. Yeah, yeah. Once or twice.
Yeah, I remember alone in my room with the Toys R Us catalog, circling video games I wanted and just thrusting wildly.
What the heck's going up? What are you doing in there, boy?
I just like the wind going between my gooch. That's all.
You can always tell so much about the people who read these books by the way they write their reviews.
They're just looking for different things in their stories than what I'm looking for. In more ways than I think you would think on a surface level of someone who reads smut, you know?
Because
it's not just pornography. There's more, right?
There's got to be some variedness to it. There's got to be some spice.
Right. It's like it's taking you on an adventure. And like, maybe the least appealing part to me is it sort of has to tell you when to be horny, right? What if I'm reading the adventure part and I'm feeling a little in the mood? But and then I get to the in the mood part And that feeling is past, you know.
I'm sleepy now.
Not having a good time either sort of mode the book can be in.
I don't care if you're a muscular teddy bear. It's not what I need right now.
Lucifer.
that was hard to follow.
And dark and delish banter. I don't know if I've ever described a book I like to have delicious banter.
Even dark banter is a bit of a stretch.
Dark banter. Banter cannot be dark. A conversation described as banter cannot also be dark.
Banter is light. Banter is fun.
Banter is by definition light and fun, not dark and brooding. I don't know. Maybe the Addams Family is about that line between dark and delish, brooding and banter, but
sure,
I doubt that that Restless Spirits is pulling it off.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's pulling something off. So yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling restless now. Do you have a review?
I have a review that was sent to us by listener Lisa. Hello, thank you. This is an Amazon review for the Labigo Electric Spin Scrubber LA1 Pro Cordless Spin Scrubber with 4 replaceable brush heads and adjustable extension handle. Power cleaning brush for bathroom floor tile white. It's like a power scrubber for your floors, I guess.
It's a scrubber and it's powerful.
This is an Amazon review from Scarlett Trebo. Scarlett titles her review, A Hurricane of Cleanliness, 5 stars of zippy awesomeness. Scarlett writes, oh boy, hold on to your mop handles because this automatic scrubber brush is about to take your cleaning game on a wild ride. Tornado emoji. I mean, seriously, who needs a calm, leisurely cleaning session when you can have a tornado of cleanliness instead? I strapped into this cleaning roller coaster and boy, am I still catching my breath from the exhilarating ride. Let's talk about zipping through cleaning tasks. This scrubber moves faster than a caffeinated Cheeto with a turbo boost. I used to spend hours and hours scrubbing away at grime, but now I feel like I've turned into a cleaning ninja on a mission. The dirt doesn't stand a chance. I've even started timing myself to see if I can beat my own record. It's like a game show, and the prize is a squeaky clean home. But wait, there's more. Not only does this scrubber save time, it also transforms cleaning into a dance party. Picture this. No. You, me, and the scrubber all grooving to the rhythm of sparkling floors and shining tiles. I've named mine Scrubby McScrubface, and we've become quite the dynamic duo. It's like we're partners in crime, except our crime is committing germ genocide. Now, let's get real for a second. I used to dread cleaning, but with this magical contraption, it's become strangely, dare I say it, fun? It's like a cleaning carnival that I never want to leave. I've caught myself giggling while tackling stubborn stains because honestly, who knew cleaning could be so entertaining? In summary, if you're looking for a cleaning sidekick that's faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, and able to scrub tall messes in a single pass, then this automatic scrubber brush is your hero. It's turned my cleaning routine into a wild adventure, and I'm giving it a solid 5 stars for making cleanliness a blast. So go ahead, embrace the hurricane of awesomeness, and let the cleaning frenzy begin. Bursting star emoji, soap emoji, confetti cannon emoji, 5 stars.
We were just talking about how we can learn a lot about someone from a review, right?
Yeah.
And tell me, stop me if I'm being out of pocket, if I'm being too much. But the vibe I get from that review about that reviewer is that they want to be a character on Big Bang Theory so bad.
You got tired of this person in middle school. You were sick of their crap in middle school. You're like, I'm never going to need to interact with you again.
Yeah, I just can't think about the world around me in a way like that. And I love to laugh and to find joy in the mundane.
Yes, that's what we do here.
But yeah, I don't name my cleaning products.
At my first read through, I was like, oh, it's nice that Scarlet took that time out and was like, let's get real for a second. Mm. To be self-aware enough to acknowledge that she's going ham in the crazy field. But even then, that I don't think.
It's like, it was like a Hot Topic humor for moms. It was like, yeah, it just sounded like that's what, she just watches like Friends and Big Bang Theory, and that's how she thinks people talk. I don't know. Maybe this late night recording session and all these crazy reviews made me feeling jaded, but I just feel like of all the reviews of all the people by questionable intelligence, this person's just rubbing me the wrong way. They wrote that damn review. The dancing and the singing. I like to, you know, put on some headphones and have a good time while I'm doing my cleaning, but I'm not bragging on the internet about it.
No, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I listen to the Sims 2 soundtrack when I'm cleaning, just because it's like, this is house get stuff done music.
Right. It's zippy. It's high energy. You can put you in the right mood.
I'm just working.
Right. It's zipping through the work. Yeah, I'll do a little humming, do a little screaming to myself, so to speak.
Whistle while you work?
Sure. We love it. We fucking love it.
We don't love, this is definitely the funny mom.
Yeah, I'm not dancing for an invisible sitcom audience that's in my freaking head. That's delusional, man. I feel like now I'm kind of feeling bad for her, dude.
Let's let her have it, I guess.
Let's let her have Scrubby McChubberson or whatever she named it. That's reviewparty.com, folks. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, folks.
If you made it to the end of episode 173 here, guess what? You're in the Real Ones Club. And Real Ones. I know you already know, but I'm going to tell you again because you can't forget. We got new episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Every Tuesday morning, a hot, hot podcast episode will be chilling in your preferred podcast receptacle. And it's going to be packed with reviews that you could submit. You could be a part of the madness. If you see a funny review that, or even one that just strikes your fancy is weird, we'd love to see it. Send it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can give you some credit. Matt, where else should they go? What else do we command them?
I command you to go to Instagram and or TikTok and search at reviewparty.com. What are you going to find? Us. All the stuff we put out there for you pigeons to peck and coo at. Or you can go to X and find us at Review Party Pod. Also, on Letterboxd, Review Party. We're there. We're square. And we have a website, reviewparty.com. There's so much fun going on. Oh my goodness. I just remembered we had a comment on one of the blog posts.
Oh.
Do you want to get in on that fun, nerds? Because you can. a new comment on, so I ate a whole bag of sugar-free gummy bears, Me, You, and Meme Reviews Revisited. That's the second time I ate the sugar-free gummy bears. Mm-hmm. This is a comment from Karen. They write, holy shit, these gave me the worst explosive diarrhea ever. I was on the toilet for 13 hours shitting my pants. I couldn't get up without making a mess. My anal canal got 13 centimeters wide after eating a bag of these. I also lost 20 pounds and saved a couple hundred bucks on brown paint for my bathroom. So you can leave just as clever and witty comments as that.
The part that made it real for me is I couldn't stand up without making a mess. That is a real fear you have when you're having them tummy aches. You're like, I feel like I gotta get up. I just want to like put some cold water in my face, but I don't know what's gonna happen. But you could know what's gonna happen if you put nosebleeds into Spotify and type it in and press enter. You're gonna hear some good music from some good guys. They wrote a song, and we're using it as our theme song because they're nice and let us use it. Bread for Breakfast, you've heard it throughout the episode. You'll hear it again in a minute. It's really good. There's lots of more good songs. Nosebleeds, one word. I'm not going to give you any other call to actions. You know them. I'm just going to give you this funny review to send us off this week. Matt was talking about dirt cups last week. When you put in dirt cup in Amazon, I thought I might find some like dirt cup flavored things or some ingredient packs.
No.
No, it's just like a bunch of motocross mugs.
Cowards.
Yeah, with like, I love dirt on the side.
Oh my God.
But they did have the, from Amazon, Golden Apple 9-ounce 25-set clear plastic cups with no holes, dome lids, BPA free. The dirt cup cup. And I found a review for those by a Carol W. She titles the review, item is just as described. She writes, met the need. 4 stars.
Ew, why does that sound so gross?